Ik heb iemand op bezoek voor een sessie en een interview. Asnef Korkian, Bedouin. Zij heeft een leven als een sprookje. Geboren in Syrië, Armeense ouders, lang in Saudi-Arabië. In een beschermde Amerikaanse gated community gewoond. Tot haar ouders daar een green card lottery hebben gewonnen. En ze dus naar Amerika konden om daar te gaan werken. En ook binnen Amerika heeft ze dan heel veel gereisd. Daar laat ik ze zelf gewoon even over vertellen.
Wonderland.
Good evening, Bedouin.
Hello.
Hi, Asnef. I'm so happy to have you here.
I'm very happy to be here.
We've been playing your songs for quite a while now.
Thanks.
You're going to play some songs tonight too for us.
Yes, I am.
In a session, all by yourself, but you're used to that, right?
Very used to that, yes.
It's something you've been doing for the whole tour right now?
Yeah, mostly. Especially when I'm in Europe, just because it's a little far from home, mm-hmm. I tend to play by myself.
Yeah.
Recently was an exception in London.
Okay.
Because I've been to London so often now, it feels like I probably should, you know, bring a little variation. So this last time, and it was a bigger stage than I'm used to, so it was kind of a treat. I brought my whole band.
Really cool. Let's maybe just for people that don't know you, mm-hmm. let's use your songs as like an introduction to your music.
Okay.
Oh, Kentucky, I miss you. Your night sky.
Oh, Kentucky, I miss you, your night sky. Mm. Your connection to Kentucky is quite big, I think.
Yeah, actually, Kentucky was a really formative time for me. It was the first time I lived somewhere that was small enough to like build a community or become mm-hmm. part of the community. Prior to that, I was living, you know, in like the dormitory in Los Angeles, and before that, a suburb of Houston, Texas, which is massive. So it was the first time I became like a part of a music scene, started playing my own shows and meeting people who are so inspiring, and learning, you know, about things like really like, you know, huge building blocks of music like British Invasion or 60s folk from, you know, or like Canadian songwriters, things like that. So it was actually a really special time.
Okay. So that's where you got like the connection to all this the kind of music that you make right now, actually.
Totally. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Your name is Bedouin, or your nickname in a way?
Project name, yeah.
Project name. Mm-hmm. That's also because you've traveled so much in your life. How much of your time thinking about thinking is like filled with nostalgia to other places?
Oh my God, like 150%. It's really nostalgic. It was a word that was always in my periphery, having grown up in the Middle East. And it was also a culture that I was really inspired by and just was always like part of even my mother's decor in our house. Like we had Bedouin.
Really?
Yeah, we had Bedouin necklaces hanging on the walls and really these beautiful antiques handmade, you know, by Bedouins and, you know, like fabrics and tapestries and things like that. So it was just also just a visual thing for me. But also, yeah, part of the culture and everything. It seemed very fitting.
Yeah, let's listen maybe to a tiny bit of the song "Bird Gone Wild."
Sure.
Daddy was an electrician, fingers to the bone. Mama was a seamstress, stitched everything she owned. Crossing the Atlantic, a dream over the tide. Soldiers, we were ready there, approaching the front line. Don't let me down.
In this song, you also explain a little bit about your whole history, I think. Is that about yourself or not?
Totally,
yeah.
Yes. It's funny because the song has become, it's felt recently so relevant to what's happening now, especially in the United States. Sad to say that, but it wasn't meant that way originally.
Oh, really? Okay.
It was really deeply personal, mm-hmm. unique description of what I, you know, of the time that my family was moving us overseas, mm-hmm. which was quite a culture shock for me.
Have you seen it changing in the United States for yourself? Like, or has it always been in a way like this?
Yeah, it's definitely changed. I'm really happy to call Los Angeles my home mm-hmm. now. But it took a really long time because even though English is more or less my first language and I've gone to an American school in Saudi Arabia, in a way I was primed for like Western life. Mm-hmm. It was just so different because, you know, I lived in an American compound. It was very like sheltered. Mm-hmm. It was very compact and very controlled environments, you know. So even just like not having like the village boundaries was really new to me. So in some ways it was a huge culture shock, but you know, it took a while. It definitely took like years for me to adapt totally. Mm. I think also I was around 10, and so it was really strange time to leave like school and the things that you are familiar with. But now I'm very happy there. Yeah.
When you're super young, then I have the feeling that a lot of kids want to be the same as all the other kids in class. Have you yeah. gone through that phase too?
Yeah, I mean, I did. There was some moments where I felt really like strange, you know, because the first move that we made was Massachusetts, which is quite a different climate, quite a different culture, mm-hmm. You know, than what I was familiar with in Riyadh. And then, yeah, and that got better, and we actually didn't stay in Massachusetts very long, so it didn't last very long. But the initial shock was pretty big.
Yeah, you've been classically schooled in piano and trumpet, I read.
Yeah,
somewhere.
Actually, yeah.
You play guitar right now.
Yes.
Why that choice?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's because I had such a formal training in piano that that I probably rebelled against it as a kid. It's just like natural to do that. And then trumpet too, like I played trumpet for 5 years in school and I liked it. I enjoyed it, but I didn't really see it. I was just too much of a realistic kid. Like my imagination was kind of limited in that way. I just thought like, there's nothing I could do with this, which I was so wrong. I mean, now in Los Angeles, I see people making a living off of doing like trumpet sessions and things like that. And even piano, but I do enjoy guitar because I feel like I have kind of a beginner's approach to it. And I think that's one of the things that's really valuable about it. I think because of that, I get a chance to make it uniquely mine, like the way I approach it, because it's not really studied or anything like that. But yeah, I really like it. Also, not to mention that it's just like a very portable, you know,
thing. It's practical.
Yeah, it's very practical, just like me as a kid.
Let's listen to the session you're going to play for us. You're going to play one more time. One of my favorite songs on the album.
Okay.
It has everything that is in the album, like in themes and everything is packed in there,
Totally. Absolutely.
And it also is just a very beautiful song.
Thank you. Wonderland.
I don't think I could really say I anchored you, but in the One more time, honey, one more time, I'm gonna set you free. One more time, honey, one more time, I'm gonna let you be. One more time, honey, one more time, I'm gonna set you free.
One More Time, helemaal akoestisch door Bedouin Aznif, die hier naast mij zit. When you play all alone, all by yourself, it also makes, because on the record you have these orchestrations, it also makes the story come out much more.
You I think
feel.
So?
Yeah, I feel
okay,
so.
That's nice to hear.
Well, you have more to focus on.
Yeah, it's a little bit more delicate.
Do you feel that when you're playing, like with band or without band?
It's funny, like, when I do, it's a treat to have a band, but there are some adjustments to make because I'm not quite used to it as much. I do like the control of playing solo. I do get concerned, like I all of a sudden get concerned for the audience, like, okay, I hope they're still entertained. I hope this isn't getting boring. It's still just me and my guitar, like, you know, 30 minutes in.
So what do you do? Do you do little dances in between
songs? Yeah,
songs?
I just start tap dancing, even though I don't know how. No, Yeah, I don't know. I try to be conscious of that, and I try to like arrange the set list in a way that would continue to be kind of entertaining and refreshing and things like that. But and it's not so much an issue with the band because there's enough going on.
Yeah.
But I enjoy both. You know, I'll say like a really ideal situation is just being able to get into a rhythm with one or the other, which is usually the case playing solo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In this song, we've talked about nostalgia before. There is quite a lot of nostalgia on this record, about places, about times. Of course, the music is in a way itself already nostalgic because it has the 60s, 70s feel to it.
Sure.
But another big theme is, I think, love and the connection to birds. There are a lot of birds in this album.
It's true. I thought I would just put it on the title and go ahead and just admit it. Yeah.
What is your connection to birds?
That's a good question. You know, it wasn't planned. It wasn't a premeditated thing. If anything, I was a little embarrassed by it because I thought, like, well, that's not a very like unique metaphor to make. It's kind of low-hanging fruit in a way. It's like pretty easy to get there. But it's just what happened, and each song uniquely, in every isolated song, I felt no matter if it's a cliche or not, it serves the song and it serves what I'm trying to communicate. So I don't want to overcorrect, and I don't want to shy away from it, which is part of the reason I put it on the album title.
Yeah.
So I kind of steered in the other direction and just thought, to accept it and be proud of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. The bird in the cage.
Yes.
Is that what love is?
Wow. We just went there. I think it can be. I think, you know, it's human nature to feel cornered or trapped in situations. But on the other side of the coin, it can be so fulfilling and exactly the opposite. So I think that's another theme that the record does kind of try to, it just kind of naturally addresses, like even the idea of bird and holding something too tight.
And the freedom and the cage.
Yes.
And the,
and giving freedom and wanting freedom. Yeah.
Of course. Have you always made this kind of music? It also interested me because you're not that old at all.
No.
You're pretty, very young. I think you've also grown up with rock music and electronic music and all these kind of things. Have you thought about doing all these other kind of things too?
Not too much, to be honest. Like, as soon as I picked up the guitar, for one reason or another, I just started finger picking right away, which I think probably did change the trajectory I might go with the music because I'm still finger picking today. And, you know, sometimes I think about picking things up a little bit and, you know, playing things that are slightly less precious. But it's really kind of selfish just for more for me to like play things with more variation in my set list, you know. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes I'll play and be like, maybe I want to write songs more like this because I like playing this song live. So it's really just, again, kind of a practical response to it.
Yeah.
But no, I really enjoy quiet music. I have sensitive ears. I'm like, I really don't like to be in loud places.
Okay.
I get fatigued, like ear fatigue, you know. So
now that I know this, I understand your music much better, I think.
Yeah. I'm very irritable. You don't want to hang out with me in a loud bar. I'll complain the whole time. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to listen to another song that you also play in your set. Mm-hmm. You will be playing in Belgium again.
Yes.
This weekend at Leffingeleure Festival.
Exactly.
In a very small village next to Bruges. It's a beautiful place.
That sounds nice. Yeah, I haven't been. I'm looking forward to it.
It will be great. I think so. You're going to play an Elton John cover.
Yes, I am.
Why do you play it? Because I heard that you played that song live too.
Yeah.
What is so amazing about this song?
I happen to think it's one of the most beautiful songs, which is so funny because not a lot of people have heard this song.
No.
I don't even know that like Elton John loves this song.
It's Come Down in Time.
Just, yes, it's called Come Down in Time. It's on his third record called Tumbleweed Connection. The thing that probably brought me to it, so Elton John played one of my songs on his radio show, which I was totally like astounded by. So if anything, it just like made me love him more because, you know, he said my name. It's amazing to hear. And I think that inspired me to cover one of his songs. I was just so blown away by it. I just fixated on him even more.
Mm-hmm.
But this song especially, it just has always been, I mean, I've known about this song for a long time. One of my friends from long ago turned me on to this song.
And what is it about for you, this song?
I think sonically, like, I mean, the lyrics are beautiful, but the chord changes are so bizarre. They're so bizarre. And it's just one of those things like, why didn't I come up with this? Like I would.
It has a very, it's a bit exciting when you play it too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because at certain moments you feel like, is it going to be on the, like, it's just because the chord changes are so special.
It's so strange. And you don't know exactly where it's going.
Yeah.
You know, especially the first time you hear it, it's very unpredictable. Because it doesn't really fit the usual mold of a pop song. But I find it so beautiful. And his recording of it too, like the arrangements are gorgeous.
It starts with harp too. Would go well with your voice.
I know. Yeah, I would love to have a harpist or learn how to play the harp so I could play that song.
If somebody's listening,
yeah,
a harpist.
If anyone's listening.
Connect Bedouin.
Yes, join me in Bruges.
Yeah. We'll put you together. Thank you so much.
Thank
We're going to listen to your cover, your beautiful cover, Come Down in Time from Elton John in the versie van Bedouin. Thank you.
Thank you.
Silent seconds, I turned off the light switch and I came down to meet you in a half light the moon left and a cluster of night jars sang some songs out of tune. Mantle of bright lights shone down from a all the way and I
Heel mooi, dit Come Down in Time van Bedouin, een cover van Elton John.